Okay, someone asked that we discuss whether it's okay to ask a Kohen to leave shul so that you can give the aliyah to somebody else, if you want to give a Yisrael an aliyah, for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it happens because there's a simcha in the shul, and the Bali Simcha have so many relatives that they want to give an aliyah to, so they could really use the extra aliyah, and sometimes shuls have policies about osafos, not to add extra aliyahs. So they, in order to maximize and give everyone that needs an aliyah, it's helpful sometimes to have that ability to do it. So is that okay? Are you allowed to do that? The Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and this is it's part of a series of Mishnayos that all talk about issues that relate to Darkei Shalom, things that we do as a matter of keeping the peace. The Mishnah tells us Elu Dvarim Amrim LeDarkei Shalom. Kohen Korei Rishon, Va'achrav Levi, Va'achrav Yisrael, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. That we have the Kohen get the first Aliyah, the Levi the second Aliyah, and then the Yisrael, and that was all because of Darkei Shalom, so that there shouldn't be anyone should think that I'm really entitled, I should really have that Aliyah, I'm really better than somebody else. So we just make it that the Kohen is always Korei Rishon. In fact, the Gemara goes on to explain in Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis that this is a fulfillment of a mitzvah da'oraisa. Vikidashto l'chol davar shebikdusha l'ftoach rishon u'levarich rishon v'litzal manayafa rishon, that we should always have the Kohen go first, because that's a mitzvah daraisa for us to give the Kohen that ability to go first. In fact, some of the poskim discuss, what if you have a Kohen who already got an aliyah at an earlier minyan, and then he happens to be in the shul again, where you're davening, but he's not even davening there. He just happens to be in the shul. So in the Tshuvas HaParkasta Da'anya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, he says that I don't know what the suffix would be. Of course you would give him the aliyah. Because when you're giving him the aliyah, it's not because he's mechuyev in the aliyah. It's your mitzvah of Ikideshto. It's our mitzvah, Yisraelim. We have to do the mitzvah of Ikideshto to honor him in that way. So of course you would have him fulfill that you would have them fulfill that mitzvah of Ikideshto by giving him that ability. And he goes on to say that Kavod HaKohuna is such an important issue. We should realize this is like the She'eris Plata of the Beis HaMikdash. We have so few remnants left of what went on in the Beis HaMikdash that this is a little bit of a sniff that we can have of what it means to have a Beis HaMikdash, that we honor the Kohanim and we show that we're Mekadish the Kohanim, and that should be a special zuchus for us to be able to one day have the real Beis HaMikdash. So you definitely see that there is this inyan, and that's the halacha clearly in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Seif Gimel, Kohen Korah B'Torah Rishon V'Achrav Levi V'Achrav Yisrael. That, and the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, Dalet Aminig HaPashu Shafilu Kohen Amaretz Kodim Mikros Lefnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. Even if the Kohen is an Amaretz and the Yisrael is a Chacham Gadol, the minig is that the Kohen would get the Aliyah, presuming that he knows how to read. And if he doesn't know how to read, he can't do it because he can't make a bracha if he can't at least even follow along with the Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch. But that's the minig. We don't assess what level he's on. He's a Kohen, so he always goes first. So what's the halacha with regard to asking him to be mochel on that kavod, which is really, in effect, asking the tzibur not to fulfill this mitzvah. So if you look at the Mishnah Brura on the spot, so the Mishnah Brura writes, he quotes the source that it's based on the mitzvah of Ikidashto, but he says, Avle inyan likros b'torah v'es ha-kneses. He said, normally, if a kohen wants to be cholly kavod the rabbo, or to someone who's gadol menu, harshus biado, if he wants to give up that kavod, like by benching, you want to honor a kohen, and the kohen says, nah, give it to someone else, harshus biado, that's totally fine. Avle inyan likros b'torah, when it comes to kriyas ha-torah, b'ves ha-kneses, Tiknu chazal mepnei darkei shalom she'ein ha-kohen v'alevi yichol nimchol. Ela dafka kohen kor rishon v'achrov levi v'achrov yisol, k'deishlo yodav adav l'dei machlokas. It's a specific takana not to be mochel, that he specifically should not be mochel in a Beis HaKnesses, so that it not lead to machlokas, because everyone's going to say, Ani gadol ve'ekra rishon. I'm the gadol, I should read first, and there's no difference, says the Mishnah Berurah, between Shabbos, Yom Tov, Sheni v'Chamishi, or any other time you happen to read from the Torah. If there's a coin be'Beis HaKnesses, you should have the coin read. So it sounds pretty black and white, pretty strong. So it is true that's the pashtus over here, that this should be that this should always be the seder hadvarim and sharatzion and sifat nirbeis. He points out that it's not only bebeis haknesses, even though the Gemara says bebeis haknesses. He says mashma lechora didafka shah mishum deshchichi rabim. That it sounds like from the Gemara, maybe only in a bebeis haknesses because there are so many people and they might come to fight. But when you're davening in a minyan, a small minyan in your house where there aren't so many people around, maybe there's no takana to do that. And that might be a svara to be more makel on Mondays and Thursdays. There are typically less people in shul. However, but the Sharatzion says, nice hava amina, but lemaskana lahalacha, this should always apply everywhere, that this is not something that's only in a Beis HaKnesses. So who argues? Where do we get the idea from that a Kohen could walk out, and then you give someone the Aliyah, you could ask a Kohen to walk out? So there are many Gedolei HaChronim that are Mekil on this issue. Now, before we get to the Mekilim, there are Gedolei HaChronim that are very Machmir on this issue. In the Tshuvas Shivas Tzion, or Chaim Simen Vav, in the Tshuvas Lev Chaim, Simen Sadi Gimel, in the Das Sofer, Chel Galv Simen Yadali writes, Shamati Mipikacha Shalaba Mari, he quotes his father, the Ksav Sofer, that he was very Machmir on this, that how can you let a Kohen walk out? You're going to be in violation of your mitzvah saseya vikidashto, and you shouldn't come up with excuses to get rid of a mitzvah saseh. And therefore, there's a significant group poskim that were not in favor of ever giving up on this halacha. However, it seems that the majority of Gedolei HaPoskim, certainly poskim of our times, but even as far back as the Chassam Sofer in Or HaChaim Simen Chav Dal Chafei, and the Tshuva Me'ava, who's the Talmud of Nadav Yehuda in Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Aleph, and not surprisingly the Ksav Sofer and Shlomo Kluger and many others, as well as all the contemporary poskim, Rav Moshe and the Minchas Yitzchak and Shevet Alevi and Rav Sturmbach and Rav Vadya and Rav Menashe Klein and his Tshuvas, they all seem to assume that on occasion, but they all say it that way, it has to be on occasion, not consistently, but on occasion. If you have, let's say, a lot of guests who are very, very chash of a guest, there's a simcha in the shul and it happens to be some major rabbinic families there that are part of the simcha, where you want to give as many people as possible a kibud, or there are a lot of chiyuvim, so many of the poskim think that in that situation we could be mekel and ask the kohanim to walk out of the shul so that you can call a Yisrael vimkom kohen, and not just on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha, but even on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself. In the Chassam Sofer and other poskim, they suggest that if you're going to do that, to be mechabit a kohen with hotzah v'achnasa, and that way you're being mekayim the mitzvah v'kidashto a little bit, because that's really the first kibud that comes out when it comes to the Torah, if he gets to take out the Torah. Plus, if people are aware of that, then he'll know that that's a hint that he should go out. Meaning, I'm a kohen. Why am I getting hotzah v'achnasa? Ah, must be that they don't want to have to give me an aliyah. So that will be a hint to him without having to ask him to leave, and then it won't be a blatant violation of the mitzvah v'kidashto because he'll do it on his own. Let's say the kohen doesn't want to leave the shul, but he's mochel the aliyah, meaning he doesn't have any problem with giving it to somebody else. He just doesn't want to leave the shul. Maybe he doesn't want to miss the Kriyas HaTorah. He's interested in staying in the shul. So there are poskim that are mekel even if he's in the shul as well. Rav Moshe writes that in his tshuva in Igros Moshe Chelek Beis, or Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Dalet and Chelek Gimel Simen Chaf, that if the kohen wants to stay in the shul, that's also okay. And then if that's the case, the gabbai should just make sure to say when he calls up whoever the ola is, Birashus HaKohen, Yamud Ploni Ben Ploni, that it's Dafka Birashus the Kohen, that it's being done. Sometimes there's a Takana in a Kihila, that in a certain shul, from the time the Kihila was established, that if they sell the Aliyos, that maybe because of the sale of the Aliyos, they want to be able to make more money for the shul, so they want the Kohanim to leave. So that Takana, many of the poskim have a real problem with. to say that you can make a takana that a kohen will never be able to get the aliyah, that we have a real problem with. But Moshe writes that the idea of calling Bereshus HaKohen and allowing the kohen to stay really should only be done on Sheni V'Chamishi and Shabbos Mincha. It should not be done on Shabbos morning. That the kohen should really walk out if it's going to be done on Shabbos morning. But again, as I mentioned, all of this is very much on a b'di'evad level, in a once-in-a-while type of situation, and should not be done on a continuous basis. Now, the Beis Yosef quotes from a Ma'arik in Shorish Tes, Magen Avram and Kuf Lamed Esav Katan Zayin, quotes from this Ma'arik, that you can force a Kohen to leave the Beis HaKnesses for Shabbos Bereshis. You sold Chasen Bereshis, so you want the first Aliyah in the Torah, that Kehillah on Shabbos Bereshis, has an additional minute that they give to a Gadol B'Torah, to someone who spent a lot of money to buy the Aliyah, whatever it is, but that's only once a year type of thing, so they have the right to force a Kohen to leave the shul so that they don't have to give that Aliyah to the Kohen. In Birkei Yosef, the Chidar writes in Siman Kof Lamed Hey, Sif Katan Yud, that some are knowing on Chag HaShavuos, that the rabbi gets the first Aliyah of the Torah, because this is the Yom Tov of Kavod HaTorah, and of the receiving of the Torah, of Kabbalah HaTorah, so you want to give the extra Kavod HaTorah, and you could do that even if there is a Kohen around. And the other major heter is that the post can point out that if a Talmud Chacham has a private minyan, where everyone is there, the kavod that Talmud Chacham, that's why they are davening there. So it could be that someone who's such a recognized Talmud Chacham in his private minyan, where everyone's davening there just for the sake of being Bitzilo, of being in his vicinity of that Talmud Chacham, that such a Talmud Chacham is allowed to get the Aliyah. If I'm not mistaken, that's what they tell me they used to do by Rav Avadya Yosef's minyan in Har Nof, in his apartment. That everyone who went to daven by Rav Avadya Yosef was going to daven by Rav Avadya Yosef, so they would give Rav Avadya Yosef the first Aliyah. But typically speaking, we try to fulfill the mitzvah of Ikidashto and try to make sure that a Kohen gets the first Aliyah.